remember last time, Carl Morgan was released from prison after telling the guard he didn't do it. Now, our story shifts, for no apparent reason, to the Hollywood offices of motion picture producer Cy Baby, who at this moment is in conference with his youthful assistant, Agent Mike Sweetheart. It is Mr. Baby who speaks first. Let's listen.
All right, sweetheart, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you straight.
Right, Chief.
What the public wants these days are prison pictures and musicals, right?
Right.
So what we do is give them both at the same time.
You mean two screens and two movies going at the same time?
Nah, you idiot.
Oh, you mean make a prison picture that's also a musical.
Wow, hey, that's a great idea.
But what do we call it?
What else? It's a prison picture that's also a musical, right?
Right.
We call it The Sing Sing Sing.
Hey, that's a great idea. But who do we get to star in it?
Well, the public demands realism, right?
Right.
So what you gotta do is go out on the road and find an ex-convict with a great singing voice.
An ex-convict with a great singing voice? Where am I gonna find one of those?
I don't know, but why don't you try going to 37 different states and see at least 3,000 guys and 200 parole boards and come up with nothing, and then by accident, just happen to drop in for a cup of coffee at a tiny truck stop cafe on Route 66 just south of Joplin, Missouri, and watch what happens.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we'll hear Mike's sweetheart say...
I sure wish I had a car.